bring us exactly the hour 14 after 2 o'clock is the final third hour of the show. And with us in studio, we have an educational psychologist, Mr. Hank Morsaft. How are we doing today?
Oh, good. Thank you.
We are super 100%. Excited. We're super, super excited to be having you today.
Thank you.
Every Friday.
Thank you to you.
We're joined by Dr. Tumi. We're joined by the guests that come with Dr. Tumi. She's not here today, but yes, we do have Mr. Morsaft. We're talking all things ADHD today. It's a very common topic, in this era that we're living in right now. But unfortunately, not a lot of people understand what ADHD really is. They do. Some get diagnosed, some don't even know that they have ADHD. Maybe let's start there. What is ADHD?
Okay, so ADHD develops basically when the brain and the central nervous system suffers impairments related to the growth and development of the brain's executive functioning. So it affects a person's attention, their working memory, their planning, their organization, and basically that impulse control. So it's basically the frontal lobe of the brain, which we in general call the managing system of our behavior and so on. And, you know, if there's a difficulty in that, there's at times difficulties in managing it properly, in how people manage their behavior and what they say. So people, just to give you a quick example, it could be two people are speaking and I just stand next to you guys and I just interrupt without, and I would think it's totally 100% to do that.
Sure.
And I just don't have that regulation ability to manage those parts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now I can imagine when it comes to a university setting, it must be not the easiest thing to have ADHD, that is. Now, maybe you can explain to us what impact it has, ADHD, on students, and how would a student know that they have ADHD?
Okay. So first, I think we just need to look at that ADHD, we get inattention, and then we get hyperactivity, impulsivity, and then we get a combined type, which means it's inattention and hyperactivity and impulsivity.
Sure.
So predominantly students who have ADHD with inattention would often struggle to focus on tasks, following through with responsibilities, and organize their thoughts and activities. They may forget stuff that they have to do, have difficulty staying organized, and frequently make careless mistakes.
Sure.
Okay. And then when we look at hyperactivity and impulsivity, if we look at the hyperactivity aspect and trait of ADHD, it's got a lot to do with students who are very restless, an inner sense of agitation all the time, and a need to stay constantly busy. And this restlessness and agitation can affect their ability to relax and concentrate.
Yeah,
and so, and then the last part of is the impulsivity part, okay, which goes, of course, hand in hand now with hyperactivity, is that students experience that they may have difficulty controlling their impulses. This can lead to impulsive decisions, interrupt others during conversation, as I just said to you, and a tendency to speak or act without thinking through the consequences.
Sure.
So it has a tremendous impact on students if a student's not being diagnosed with ADHD.
Especially,
okay. So let's say someone is listening and they're hearing everything that you're saying and they're realizing that they have some of those symptoms. What is the next step that they should take? Like, what should they do about it?
That's a really good question. And I really think that they really need to seek mental health assistance in terms of consulting with an educational psychologist or a clinical psychologist or a counseling psychologist or a neuropsychologist or a psychiatrist and a neurologist to get that specific diagnosis if that is the case. And there's various symptoms that they can just look out. I think they can always just look and like that self-assessing their own symptoms, whether they are constantly struggling with focus, with organization, forgetfulness, restlessness, procrastination especially, or impulsivity, which significantly affects their academic performance and daily life.
Wow.
So,
why are you describing me?
Why are you describing me? We literally just made an eye contact.
Literally,
I'm like, what is
broken
going on?
The nation, we both looked at each other. That sounds like Smanga. That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Man, that is so, I mean, it's right, this moment right now is bittersweet because you're learning that I might just be ADHD somehow, somewhere. I don't know if it has levels or what, you know what I mean. But also it's sweet because we're learning. We're getting to know what to look out for.
It actually is.
And what to do once you've realized or noticed that you actually have some of these symptoms. It is currently 20 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. We are still going to be continuing with ADHD, talking about ADHD and how it affects students, the symptoms, what to look out for, and maybe the support that's available for those students that know, either being diagnosed or think that they are ADHD. If you have any question, hit me up on our WhatsApp line. It's 0817255228. Miguel, and this one is titled Give It To Me. Stay tuned. Exactly 27 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. We are still with Mr. Mostert and we're talking all things ADHD. I do advise you to go on right now to our social media platforms. Let us know what you want to learn, what you want to know, any questions you have. It's at UJFM across all social media platforms. Now that we've already brought it home, for student living, for students specifically, what support is available to students with ADHD?
And that is so crucial, and it is, and there is support at the University of Johannesburg. So students can contact the Center for Psychological Services and Career Development, PsyCAD, which is on all four campuses, and go and consult with a psychologist. So it's important for students with ADHD to proactively seek out and make use of available support that is available. And building strong support systems can help them thrive academically and manage the condition effectively while pursuing their educational goals.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think we've got the support, and from there on, we can take it then further.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what can students do for themselves on a personal level to support in support of ADHD?
Okay, yeah, that's also a very nice question, and quite a very relevant and nice question. Several proactive steps can be taken by students to manage their ADHD effectively. For example, implementing a structured routine for themselves to help manage their symptoms. And this is also where the educational psychologist and the other categories will also come in at PsyCAD, for instance, to assist the student in creating that effective environment and personal level of support that they can recreate for themselves. Breaking tasks into smaller steps. So, which is also, you know, when you get an assignment, you at times feel so overwhelmed and you don't know where to start and so on. And it's just that skill, that ability to actually just, where you can make that assignments and projects feel less overwhelming and more achievable by breaking it into smaller steps and, to achieve it. Minimize distractions. I've got a lot of students and clients that would say, I cannot study in arrears or this, you know, and I always say, okay, are you living on the campus? Go and study in the library. It's quiet. It's a place where they can focus and do focused works, mm-hmm. you know? And then minimize distraction through that. Learning effective time management skills, of course, is very important.
Yeah.
Exercise plays a big role in reducing restlessness and improve focus and mood. Mm. Avoiding excessive caffeine and sugary foods. Oof. I mean,
that's something we love to do.
You brought it home.
We love using energy drinks and stuff for sweets. All night and all of
and
that.
And all those energy drinks, which is full of caffeine and stuff. Yeah, definitely. And eat healthy. Try and eat healthy. And I know it's difficult. But it's also a mindset. It's actually, if you know you have it and if you know you can do something about it, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. The other thing is practicing mindfulness and meditation as well are techniques that can be also used to increase attention span, of course.
Yeah.
And then building a support network of friends who understand.
Very important.
Yes. Yeah. What you're going through. Family members who understand. And the challenges and the emotional support that can be, you know, where they can assist and help you through this, okay, which is very important.
Very, very important.
And then if you are diagnosed or how, you know, you have been diagnosed with ADHD and you're seeing a psychiatrist or a neurologist and you've been prescribed medication, it's important to monitor your medication. Mm. Take your medication. If there's any irregularities or you feel strange, it's important to consult with them again. And if there's any side effects, make sure that you convey that to them so that they know that the medication is working. Because if you do get the right medicine with the right dose of medicine, it makes a total difference in a person's life. And of course, from a psychological aspect, it's therapeutic interventions with a psychologist would also, of course, be so significant and supportive to somebody who has ADHD. And then focusing on their strengths. And celebrate small victories along with your academic journal. Mm-hmm. It is so important. And I take that in consideration. There's quite a lot on a website that can be accessed and so on, where this information is available. So, and there is help. That's the most important one.
Super important. And I think it's very imperative that we always remind also our students at University of Johannesburg that there is help.
For free, at SciCAD.
And I know for a fact I was going through a very rough patch during my first year. And I went to SciCAD. Not only did they help me with structuring my routines and stuff, they also helped me with my timetable, how to set my timetable. They spoke to my lecturers. They sent a letter, and so my things were able to align like that. Our time has run out. I wish we had a lot of time, but we really don't. We need to go into news right now with Smangaliso on the other side. We are going to be, Smangaliso and I, continuing with this beautiful conversation, but we need to let Mr. Mostaf go right now. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for answering all our questions so well.
Thank you. It's a real honor and privilege to be here. Thank you and have a lovely day.
Thanks so much. Going to news with Smangaliso on the other side. More music and more of these beautiful chats. Stay tuned.